I know this may be a sticky topic for some people, but this has been something that's been plaguing the body of Christ for years, and I just think it really needs to be addressed. You know? So I just like to talk about it. Scripture talks about it, and I just wanna wanna talk about it. All I'm gonna say is,
here we go. Stay away from them fly girls, shorts up to they thigh girls, looking like cowgirls, making your eyes twirl. I know their lips drip like honey, but they're promiscuous. I recommend you keep your ears from the vicious lips. To my sister, stay away from them fly misters. Don't be deceived by the way they got riches. God's with ya, God's with ya. I know sex seems like a big deal, but God's bigger, God's bigger, y'all.
Sex is alright in God's sight, as long as the two are married, not prom night. See the world, they got sex up in the limelight, claiming that you can't survive without it, but that's a lie, right? Well, of course it is. Sex will put you in a spiritual orphanage. That's unfortunate, changing your life like a metamorphosis, deeper than explorers get. But the deeper you get, the more you slip. Come on, you can be honest. Sex is addictive like narcotics, but it leaves you broke like ebonics, rephonics. It's not demonic relative to the exotic, relentless flesh that won't rest till erotic. Thoughts are established, sex before marriage causes emotional damage. You better believe it, dude, cause sex is lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes.
You understand, man, I love this girl.
You can't justify, trying to justify lust, but love is just a lie. You better trust the word of God, it's either trust or die. The Bible informs the nations to flee from fornication, plus to abstain from them sexual conversations. Masturbation, pornographic station, stop shopping the condemnation, but rather bless God who conquers nations. Despite the fact that sex is popular throughout your population, I recommend get a lock for your chastity belt and tell no one the combination until marriage takes place.
That's weak, why not?
You know that haste makes waste. The sex before marriage makes the body impure. With a kissing and grinding, you never know what you're in for or what's in store. I implore you, brothers, to endure the temptation of sexual sin, whether it be hetero or homosexual sin.
Now that's real.
The flesh battles against the spirit. We in a war zone. Question is, who wins, the spirit or our hormones? More prone to follow the flesh because it's convenient. Throughout the pores of the body steaming, right. Son, listen up, it's enough for us to be risen up, which conceives sin, then death. Position up, put on the whole armor just to guard your mind up. Hold every thought captive to Christ, lest you wind up with a necessary pain plus trauma. But if you stand firm and exercise your faith, doing what he's fond of, God's promise, sister, you can't be broke up. I recommend you flee from lust, son, before
stay
you
away
choke
from
up.
Fly girls, shorts up to they thigh girls, looking like cowgirls, making your eyes twirl. I know their lips drip like honey, but they're promiscuous. I recommend you keep your ears from the vicious lips. To my sister, stay away from them fly misters. Don't be deceived by the way they got riches. God's with ya, God's with ya. I know sex seems like a big deal, but God's bigger, God's bigger, y'all.
When you see a shorty, don't try to act fly. Turn on your cat eyes and stare hard at her backside.
That's weak almond look, so why can't I?
Cause it stirs lust in your heart, dude, that's why. Okay. Besides, are you just a man of a man that God analyzed? Control them eyes when she's passing by. Avoid late rendezvous. You know when you're watching a movie, but then the movie's watching you.
Well, what else we got to do?
Anything other than cuddling or mom dude's couch for two. Watch how you display affection. Hands moving up her thighs to a midsection. Next year, giving each other body inspection. Till you're digging in your pocket looking for protection. Avoid watching movies full of nudity, cause the more you see, the more it tears down your spiritual immunity. Same goes for rap and R&B. I know it's hard to see, but their lyrics are not in harmony with God's views. Take heed to this God's news. You got everything to gain and nothing to lose. You got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Take heed to God's news and stay away from them fly girls.
Shorts up to they thigh girls, looking like cowgirls, making your eyes twirl. I know their lips drip like honey, but they're promiscuous. I recommend you keep your ears from their vicious lips. To my sister, stay away from them fly misters. Don't be deceived by the way they got riches. God's with ya, God's with ya. I know sex seems like a big deal, but God's bigger. Stay away from them fly girls, shorts up to they thigh girls, looking like cowgirls, making your eyes twirl. I know their lips drip like honey, but they're promiscuous. I recommend you keep your ears from their vicious lips. To my sister, stay away from them fly misters. Don't be deceived by the way they got riches. God's with ya, God's with ya. I know sex seems like a big deal, but God's bigger, God's bigger, y'all.